May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 518. At the birth of Christ our King, angels made the heavens ring, singing with a solemn joy, glory to the Lord on high. 518.
Read from the Word of God. Friends, the two records of the birth of Christ in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, we'll read first the first 20 verses, and then read it in Matthew chapter 2. So we read regarding the holy, blessed birth of our Lord. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, and unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Let us also read, friends, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. Some think it was perhaps towards a year later, but we do not really know. Let us read part of chapter 2 in Matthew's Gospel. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we beg of thee, hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. O thou great God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, we beg of thee, hear us. We plead his holy precious name. Oh, that thou wouldst so grant us to feel access to thee, O Lord our God. Lord, thou knowest we come before thee, feeling unworthy of the least of thy notice, and feeling solemnly our guilt as sinners. Oh, here we are so troubled, Lord, we cannot cease from sin. Oh, we do have so much to confess, Lord. Oh, we would be in repentance of our sins. Help us, Lord, grant it to us. Oh, may godly sorrow so be felt by the influence of the Spirit of God upon us and in us, that we may confess our sins and thy free grace implore. Oh, Lord, do grant us thus to look away from ourselves to thyself, Lord. Oh, that wonderful truth and fact, that thou, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to whom we come now in prayer, for thou art at the right hand of God in the court of heaven. And Lord, that we may so know and believe that thou, the dear Son of God, hath holiness enough to sanctify us all. What we need, Lord, is faith, to come by faith and fall before thee. We think of how that which we have read of those wise men coming and falling down and worshipping thee. Oh, worshipping thee, thou dear babe born. Thou, Lord, the Ancient of Days in the manger, how they were so favoured in coming and falling down before thee. We would come, Lord, as one put it in the hymn, come just as thou art with thy woe, fall down at the feet of the Lamb. May we so come tonight. And Lord, oh, we pray thus, thou wilt favour us with the leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit here tonight, that the Holy Spirit may take of the things of Jesus Christ, and reveal them unto precious souls here tonight. And now as we carry that burden, Lord, of exercise and concern for never dying souls, the souls of our hearers, Lord, are weight and burden to us, Lord. Oh, do grant one to speak thy word faithfully. Oh, we think of those words of the prophet, Lord, and they are so applied to us to make us concerned, deeply, solemnly concerned. He that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully, for what is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord. So help one, we feel so poor and insufficient, Lord. But do come and grant all the sufficiency we need. May we know and prove it is of thee. And Lord, that we might prove it here in the service tonight, that thou hast a purpose to so apply thy word to precious souls. Thou hast a purpose to bless souls. Oh, we wait upon thee for it. We look for it, Lord. In the gathering of thy people together here, may it be witness, Lord, that thou art here in the house and that to bless. Lord, do come then. Presence thyself with us, as thou dost not with the world. Lord, oh, that we may know the favour. Christ within the doors will everlasting love displays the choices of her stores. Lord, oh, what choice store it is of all the things of the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, we do seek to know these favours here tonight, to know and taste redeeming love. Do bless souls in this way, Lord, that they may so feed upon thee by faith. Oh, they may partake of thee, the paschal lamb, here tonight, Lord. So do favour us, Lord, with all needed grace and help in time of need. Lord, oh, we pray, be gracious to souls to the end and purpose that they may glorify thee. Oh, we do seek it, Lord. Oh, that what we've read may be known and felt here tonight. The affirmation of it may rise, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So do, so come, Lord, we beg of thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, thou wilt suit thy blessing to each case here tonight. Oh, may there be those that shall truly come with feeling and exercise, that they have a case for thee to meet and deal with. Lord, thou knowest the burden, oh, the weight and burden thy people have of their own personal sin and guilt. Oh, may they be enabled by grace, with the grace of faith, to cast their burden upon the Lord. Oh, those wonderful words thou dost so give us to know and prove in thy word and thy call to us, Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, may it be so with one and another here tonight. We may be blessed to be coming to thee and pouring out our very hearts and souls to thee, Lord, confessing our sin, imploring thy free grace and mercy. Lord, do so. Appear and favour souls, Lord. Do them good. We beg of thee. We remember all our friends, Lord. You know, as we think of the families here and each of the dear loved ones and those connected with them, Lord, some not here. Oh, they know it all about each one's pathway in life and circumstances, Lord. We do pray, Lord, thou wilt so favour souls. We are concerned, some of us, for our loved ones, Lord. Even some of them, what they may be doing today. Oh, Lord, thou knowest our burden in these ways. in this respect, Lord, for those that have gone their own way. But, O Lord, those that are willing and as we have seen them willing to come to thy house, Lord, we are still concerned and burdened. Oh, for we know, like we were in our own person, Lord, just attending chapel to please our parents. Oh, Lord, if any have come tonight in this way, oh, may it be thy purpose, Lord, to stir them up and solemnly affect them, that they may know that this is not the reality of real religion. Oh, Lord, oh, do give precious souls to be burdened and troubled and to confess their sins and, Lord, to plead for mercy. May many be brought into real earnest exercise. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, like a dear friend has prayed before the service. Lord, thou knowest we look for this, we pray for this. Oh, that there might be the witness of the reality of spiritual life and exercise in precious souls. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But, oh, when thou hast quickened and made a soul alive, then they must give witness of it in thy time, in prayer and supplication. Lord, we do beg, there may be many in such exercise, praying, begging of thee for mercy. Oh, begging to know that they are thy children, that thou dost love them, that there the Son of God has come for them. Oh, put questions, solemn, important questions, put them out of question, Lord, for thy people. Assure thy dear people of their part in the Redeemer's blood. May there be an earnest seeking for this. May there be souls that shall by grace become finders of thee, thou dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to possess thee, Lord, as the pearl of great price. Oh, Lord, nothing can be put to the price. Oh, the price of thy holy heart's blood, invaluable blood. Lord, we do seek those of us who have the burden of guilt and sin upon us, Lord. We seek to know a fresh application of thy holy divine atoning blood to our hearts and consciences. We beg that many may be earnest in seeking for this, to know and taste redeeming love in this way, even by the seal of the Spirit, with the application of the blood divine. Lord, do so. Come tonight and attend to such cases here. We are confident that there are such cases. We pray, do, in thy great mercy and love, in thy wonderful grace and favour, favour such souls that they may know that wonderful favour of forgiveness, of pardon, that their sins are blotted out, put away, washed away in the precious blood of Christ. Oh, redeemed by precious blood, redeemed. And Lord, then led to meditate his beauties, called to trace. No angel can be more esteemed than a sinner saved by grace. Lord, bless souls, we beg. I beg thee, Lord, do them good. Feed them, favour them, Lord. I beg thee here, even here tonight, do this wonderful work in thy people, Lord, and get to thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. May it be a time when, as the spouse said, that my beloved is gone down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. May it be that thou hast so come down into thy garden tonight to eat thy pleasant fruits. May there be those wonderful pleasant fruits appearing Lord, here among the friends and upon the branch, as it were, of thy dear people, oh, may there be fruits appearing, Lord. Oh, we would humbly beg it and acknowledge it, Lord, fruit to eternal life. I would bear the feeblest branch of thine. Do come, Lord, and do sinners good. Oh, and receive, Lord, to thyself the trophies of thy sufferings. Oh, we believe when thou shalt sanctify thy people in the favour of forgiveness and pardon, then they do deserve to bear forth precious fruits to thy praise, Lord. Oh, may there be these things so brought in the wonderful way of the work of the Spirit, the power in the precious blood of Christ. Oh, that power, that drawing power of Christ's love, we pray may souls know it. Know the favours of this here, Lord, and witness it here, of what the Lord has done for their souls. We remember to pray any that are away seeking change with loved ones, Lord, and they knoweth where each are. And Lord, those of friends we think of who are afflicted, Lord, and have illness and affliction. My dear servants afflicted, Lord, who knoweth one we hope to be present with tomorrow, Lord, our dear friend. Oh, Lord, as we pray for him and bear him up before thee, we pray thou wilt bless him, Lord, still thou hast wonderfully upheld him. We understand, Lord, from his dear son. And, Lord, oh, we do pray that we'll still wonderfully uphold and help him. And bless means, Lord, for his good. That will spare him to our causes of truth, his own cause, Lord, yeah. Lord, thou knowest who we think of and pray for. Those, Lord, that are pastors, Lord, we think of our dear editor, Lord. The operation before him. Oh, Lord, may it all go well according to thy will. And, Lord, that he may be as we trust he is, we know he is, looking to thee, the good physician. Lord, we do pray. Hear thy people's cry as they bear each other up before thee, Lord. For those in affliction and under trial, in tribulation, oh, may we know the favours of thy grace ever being proved sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So bless each and all of those we know and love in thy name. And Lord, those that are in sorrow, having lost loved ones, comfort the bereaved, Lord. Oh, do comfort them with the comfort wherewith thou dost comfort thy people. Hear our prayers, Lord, for our country, Lord, thou knowest we have pondered over the fact that our parliament, our government, Lord, in recession, in time of rest for the season, Lord, be with them, watch over them, keep them. And Lord, thou knowest in the accession of Parliament, there are great issues to be attended to. Thou do help grant that wisdom to our Prime Minister, Lord, and all in authority over us. We have felt much sadness in some of the sad news that has come out of the conduct, the behaviour of some of our members of government, Lord. How sad these things are. All giving witness of sin. And sin runs down our streets like a river, Lord, now, like a flood. Oh, Lord, we are fallen, we are degraded. Oh, by our sinning, Lord, in our land. Have mercy on us still, Lord. In wrath, remember mercy. We do pray for those in government. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen. We pray, do so appear, Lord. And there may be a solemn consideration of the fact that we know and feel thy judgments are upon us, especially in the way it seems, Lord, that thou art leaving us to our own devices. What a solemn judgment this is. Oh, we tremble to acknowledge it, Lord. Oh, we do have to beg of thee, Lord, direct us. Direct those that are in our government and heads of state, Lord, of lands, our land and other lands. Lord, direct us. We are fools. May many be made to feel it and cry to thee for help. Lord, hear us for all these things, we beg thee. O Lord, help us now, as we further sing thy praises. Help us as we come to thy word, Lord. O do grant us that favour, to go by faith to the manger scene. But Lord, as we must remember and acknowledge that thou wast born to die. Oh, how thou didst stoop down, come to this lower world. Though we were rich, yet for your sakes, words to the church of God, as it were, acknowledging this great wonder. Though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Oh, may each one here tonight feel and know the favour of it. Oh, if it could please thee, Lord, we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
Thank you.
understand, friends, that what's first hymn is the hymn, "Behold the Glories of the Lamb," the first hymn he wrote, "Behold the Glories of the Lamb." Let us, as the Lord may help us, friends, come to the Word of God tonight. The words in the beginning of the chapter 2 of Matthew, the wonderful words which are acknowledged and recorded. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Also, friends, I want to be looking at verses further down the chapter. It's particularly the 10th and 11th verses. "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh." What a wonderful record it is, so vitally important to every one of us if we are ever to be saved. It will be that God's people will be saved by sovereign grace, and for that, and in the favour, the experience of that, the Son of God must be made to each one of God's people the one thing needful. Every one of God's people must be brought to know and taste redeeming love. This is God's way of salvation. His way of salvation by divine substitution is that Jesus Christ, God's co-equal, co-eternal Son, came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die on the cross of Calvary, to bring in that wonderful, complete, full redemption for the church, that which could be brought in no other way than by the shedding of the blood of God. Think of it. Oh, the blood of God was shed at Calvary. We wouldn't trifle with it, as the hymn writers made clear the point, the solemn point. Oh, the truth is this, that sin to pardon without blood never in God's nature stood. So the Son of God came as the Lamb of God. John, in that way, acknowledging it, hailing the Lord Jesus Christ in the way of his coming into his ministry to be here on earth. "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Not the sin of all mankind. I believe it means and should be understood to apply the world, the whole number of these sovereignly loved family of God, those of the election of grace, born in time and born again by the Spirit and brought into the wonderful ways of God's grace. Oh, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Let us look at these first verses, friends. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. These wise men. What had made them wise? God's grace. God's dealing with them. Whatever depth, we know not exactly what depth and measure, God had been dealing with them. But they were wise men. They were these wise men that came from the East, and for the most part, although we do not know the detail, those who lived in those Eastern lands were not naturally at all religious in this way as toward a true Christian religion. Think of them, friends. Think of the area, what it was. We know, according to even events in these days, what is happening in those areas. Terrible things are happening. We do not know exactly how it was then, but they came from the East. It was a very striking and wonderful fact and truth regarding them. They were wise men from the East, wise unto salvation. They were looking for this wonderful person who, by faith, by the work of the Spirit in them, it had been made known to them that he had come, he was come into this earth, and he had now come, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the East unto Jerusalem. Friends, what we need to consider and question: are we made by grace wise? Wise unto salvation. Is this the reality of our exercise? What we know we stand in need of, do we know it? Has God made us wise unto salvation? Whether it be by the Lord working, beginning to work and working in one and another of us, we hope here, we hope each of us, oh, may you examine yourself and me examine myself. Has God begun to work in us, to deal with us, to teach us? And what does he teach his people? They need a Saviour. They need salvation. And the depth and measure and way he's taught us this may vary, but I believe he will bring us to know, because we are sinners, we need a Saviour. And oh, how precious he becomes under the teaching of the Spirit and God's people, his people that God works in according to his holy will and purpose. He makes them wise unto salvation. He makes them to know their need of salvation. He makes each one whom he loves, whom God loves, to be concerned about their never dying souls. He makes them concerned about eternity. And I know, and I know it and believe it. Believe it will be regarding every one of God's people. He'll give you to have such a concern as to how you are, whether you be in a state of favour, of faith in exercise, whether you be in a state, and I'm talking about different times in experience, whether you be in a state and condition of lukewarm or dark or cold, but he will make you know it. He will make you feel it. And he'll make you know what you need. What you need that you cannot do for yourself. You see, if God, as God makes his people wise unto salvation, they are brought in some measure to solemnly understand and know and feel what condition they are in at any particular time. Oh, how solemn if we are going on neglecting God's great salvation. If we are in such a place, fallen into such a place, may the Lord in great mercy appear to stir us up, to solemnly affect us and sound an alarm in us, that we may be brought up out of that sad state. I believe he will. For all he loves, he will not let them fall away. He will not let them, as it were, make shipwreck of faith. He will deal with them in mercy. Make them wise. Make us know and be in the favour. And you see, these wise men were being, were so made wise that they were diligent in the practice of what was their need, seeking it. The wisdom God had given them was affecting them and giving them to be in diligence, and they wanted to come and see this wonderful person, the Son of God, to find him. They said they had this cry, where is he that is born, King of the Jews? Where is he? Oh, what a question. Oh, where is our beloved? Where is our Saviour? When we do not feel his presence, where is he? Oh, think of Mary at the tomb. They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. But oh, she was concerned. She was so anxious. This is example and evidence of God's grace in a soul. Oh, but he makes them wise, so that they are led, and these were led. God's wonderful way, they saw this star. For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And you know there are the verses in between to where we name further down. But oh, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Oh, when there is given to the child of God some blessed opening up and revelation and some blessed leading, and we know it is by the Spirit God leads, and he gives blessed signs and leading. This was the star. Think of it, the God Almighty had such power that he could control the stars in the sky, in the heavens. This particular star, oh, we know it is such a witness of the power of God. There was this star which they saw in the east, and it went before them. At this point, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. But friends, think of the power of God, the majesty of God. God was so in control of the whole universe, as he always is, and how he caused this star to go before them when they were come into the house. And we know how the star, it stopped above the place where the young child was, as we read in verse 9. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Friends, does it lead you? Do consider that you may pray like this: what I know not, teach thou me. God has all perfect ability to lead you to Christ. Wonderful favour if you're a needy sinner, to be led to Christ. One of the hymns said, he led me on with placid pace to Jesus as my hiding place. God's got this wonderful power and wisdom and purpose to lead sinners to Christ. He led these wise men to Christ, to the babe, to the Son of God in the babe. How they were led. You think of it in ways of your experience, how God has led you. It gives you to rejoice in the favour of hope, rejoicing in blessed hope as you've been led to Christ, some of you. Oh, he will. The Holy Spirit always leads and testifies to Christ, leads to Christ, the children of God. Oh, the Holy Spirit has a purpose to lead sinners unto Christ. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. Oh, it will be this, friends. It must be this. Oh, God has this wonderful purpose to cause his people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to fall down before him and worship him. Worship him who is the object of their first desire. Jesus crucified for me. Yes, this is what will be so broad in the effectual working, effectual calling of a sinner. The effectual working of the Spirit of God in a sinner. This is how poor sinners are made wise unto salvation. Taught by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. The Spirit always leads to Christ these poor, guilty, needy sinners. And God, in so working in them, teaching them, he leads them to Christ and he makes them wise unto salvation. They cry out to God, give me Christ or else I die. And he is made the one thing needful, the all-important one to them. See, this is what is really given witness of here. He, the Son of God, was revealed to these wise men from the East as the one thing needful, the one upon whom their hopes of heaven depend. Now, is Christ the Son of God, even the babe in Bethlehem as he was? For he was indeed no less almighty at his birth than on his throne supreme. Yes, is he the one thing needful to you? The Son of God, the Saviour, the Redeemer. Oh, his blessed names. His name shall be called Wonderful. You know, it's such a wonderful word to me. Back in 1964, when the late J.S. Green preached just before Easter at Hope Chapel Stopford, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, he was all that to one then, made so by the Spirit. What is he to you? Oh, is his name, as it is called Wonderful, is his name Wonderful to you? Because he is that one, his holy name, the Son of God, the man Christ Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. I believe this is to be given to witness true heavenly wisdom. Wisdom from above, which is given to God's people. They are made wise by sovereign grace, and they are made wise to know and esteem the Lord Jesus Christ as the one thing needful. He is made so precious to God's people, friends. Now, does it come to you as a poor preacher in his poor ways? We feel limited to explain and preach this, but oh, if the Spirit apply it, it will do you good. Does it bring you to consider this wonderful favour as relating to you? Oh, that you may be able even to venture to humbly acknowledge he has made me wise unto salvation. He has made me wise in the way that Jesus is the one thing needful. He's made me wise in the way that I feel the preciousness of Christ in my very heart and soul. He is more precious far than life and all its comforts are. See, this is how these wise men were, you see. They were, and they came, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Oh, what did they have, friends? What was it that so gave them, made them fall down and worship him? They were blessed to believe in Christ. This is he, 'tis he, 'tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I have done. Oh, is it so given you to feel that favour, to know him as such, to know him as your Lord and your life and your all? I believe God, by the Spirit, brings each of his people into this favour in the depth and measure he has appointed for them at that particular time of his divine appointment for them, that they come into these favours of his grace. Oh, how favoured God's people are. One of the hymn writers says, no angel is esteemed as sinners saved by grace. No, God's people are so blessed, esteemed, loved of God. Oh, loved with an everlasting love. They are, and they're wise unto salvation, for they know the Son of God has come. As we look back to this, that which took place, as we know, those thousands of years ago, 2,000 years ago, as it were, in a rough estimation of it, the Lord did come, and he came on earth to be, and was made man, and to be a man and die in his people's room, place and stead. There is a wonderful, clear statement regarding the death, the sacrifice of Christ. Oh, how it is acknowledged. Some, for a righteous man, would one die. In peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But when we were yet enemies and sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly, friends. That's what we are by nature. But by grace, we're made to be and brought in to be among the godly, among the saints. Oh, what is a saint? One whom God has made a saint. Paul was one by calling, it's acknowledged. Yes, rightly taught of God. Oh, we will have the witness of it within us, friends, by the Spirit's teaching. They were wise. Are you wise? Are you wise unto salvation? Is it so given you? I mean, there is so much we're involved in, friends, in our work life, in our business life, in our daily lives. But, oh, is it given you to really know and feel and humbly acknowledge one thing is needful? Oh, Jesus is the one thing needful. I, without him, perish must. This is how they were wise. And what we have further here is the sweet, blessed witness, the proof of it, because, and they fell down and worshipped him, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a way, presenting unto our Lord. What are we yielding to our Lord in acknowledgement and thanksgiving for what we hope he has done for us? These gifts, I believe, were as to be known as what they felt of the preciousness of Christ, the wonders of redeeming love that the Lord given them to know and be aware of under the wisdom that God had given them to so know he had come to give his own life a ransom for them. And so the gifts are in that way typical and to aptly, fitly apply for that, to acknowledge. They knew that the Lord of life and glory had come to suffer, bleed and die in their room, place and stead, to bring in eternal redemption for all the church of God. Oh, is this that great favour that you have, that you are granted to believe in Christ for your redemption, your salvation, for your being made right, kept right, saved, for your salvation, for your justification, and mine, we hope. This is what they knew. And they've even brought the myrrh for the burial of Christ. Think of it, friends. We know how they felt as they looked forward. For he was to live those years and living, setting his face as a flint toward Jerusalem, to go there to suffer, bleed and die on the cross. These wise men knew he'd come for them. Now in our day now, we look back. God grants his people faith to look back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree and hope their guilt was there. He gives us to so believe in Christ, to know him and love him, believe in him as our Lord and our life and our all. Are we wise for this greatest matter of our soul salvation, our eternal state that we will be in forever is grounded upon this alone, what Christ has done, what he came for, what he's accomplished. If we are wise, we will know it. And oh, how blessed it is as God grants a faith view of the Lord, even of that dear babe in Bethlehem that we see. Imrod knew it, he put it in sweet words, didn't he? In that dear babe of Bethlehem, I see my God contracted to a span for me. What a span it was. Oh, what he was contracted to. How was he contracted to a span? In the perfect agreement of the covenant of Christ. The covenant ordered in all things and sure. Oh, and the child of God who is blessed and favoured to be able to say, without presumption, believing in Christ, see, by faith, my God contracted to a span for me. And what he knew, what they knew, wise men knew he must go through. In some measure they knew it. He must suffer, bleed and die. This was the way of redemption. There could be no redemption by the blood of bulls and goats, all those on Jewish altars slain. But oh, that wonderful, perfect redemption in Christ Jesus that he had come to so completely bring in. Oh, that one Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Are you wise regarding your redemption, that it is in Christ Jesus, that he has paid the price for your sin, he has borne the curse for you? Is this your favour? But oh, friends, think of it, how it is here, and when they'd opened their treasures. Oh, open their treasures. Have you got to open up your heart, the treasures in your heart and soul, to speak of it, what God has done for you? For these wise men were giving witness. They were giving it as it were in the way of showing their love, the proof of their love in these gifts. Gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. The gold of the grace of God that God favours us with. We to yield fruit in it, acknowledging it. What he's done for our soul. How he has brought us to be absolutely brought to rely alone on Jesus Christ. What he is, what he's done, what he's doing now. To be wholly, wholly relying upon him. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. is it given you so to know, feel this, friends, and this is part of your treasure. Oh, when they open their treasures, have you got treasures? Treasure, real treasure. When they open their treasure, have you got treasure? Oh, is God by the Spirit giving you to come to the time when you must open it? You must show it forth. You must give in that way as God enables you that acknowledgement of Him, what He is to you, what He's done for you. Oh, it was what He had come to do for these wise men. But as we live in these days, it's what He has done, what He has done for us, what He came to do and what He has done. Oh, what the Lord has done for my soul. Have you got to open up your treasures? What God's given you. When they open their treasures, yes. Yes, it is. It is needed, friends. Not for your salvation, not for your redemption, but it is needed for the praise of your Lord, that you should yield praise to Him. Oh, blessed favour to open up one's treasures, acknowledging what God's done for you, what He's done for thy soul. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto Him gifts. What are the gifts? Praise, honour and glory, thanksgiving to our God. Thanks, everlasting thanks be given to God, to grace and to the dove that seals us heirs of heaven. Yes. Oh, God's looking for this. You know, that dear babe, he was a dear babe, and we know in that way he was small and tender, we read and acknowledge no less almighty at his birth. And you know the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, now is in heaven, our living Lord in heaven. Make no mistake about it, friends. He's looking for his people to open up their treasures. Are you going to go on grieving him by not opening up your treasures that he's given you? These wise men, they were what God had given them, these treasures. Every one of us on earth, friends, we have nothing of our own, really. It's given. Everything of God's bounty and favour, it's what God gives. We cannot really claim we have generated anything ourselves. That which we have is given us by God, really. And what you have in spiritual favour is given you by God. It's free, unmerited favour. They opened up their treasures, friends. And oh, today, the Lord of life and glory is looking to his people, not for their redemption. He has done that. He has accomplished that. He has bought them with his own heart's blood. But he's looking that they should open up their treasures in testimony, in thanksgiving, in praise of the hope that is in them, with meekness and godly fear. Oh, when they'd opened their treasures, they presented unto him the gold. I think of it especially the gold of God's grace, the wonderful gold of God's grace that he grants to his people. His people will willingly, lovingly open it up and ascribe it to him, ascribe all honour and glory to God, to Christ. Oh, opening up their treasures, the gifts they gave with thanksgiving, praise, honour and glory to God. This was really what their treasures were. We know it is in these substances, gold and frankincense and myrrh, oh, that which was fit for the praise and the glorifying of the King Jesus, frankincense and myrrh, oh, he who had come born to die, to sacrifice himself, suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place and stead. Think of it. It was revealed to these wise men that this blessed Saviour, he had come in that way of his sacrifice. He would save the Church of God. And their interests, they were favoured by faith to have this favour. This is how they were wise under salvation. And they brought these gifts in thankfulness, in acknowledgement, in praise. What have you got that you should bring in thankfulness and praise to your God? You got what God is looking for. Are you going to grieve him? Are you going to continue denying him? Are you going to continue in disobedience to this? For I believe the word of God is clear in so many parts. The Lord is looking for his people to come and acknowledge what he's done. Acknowledge the hope that is in them. Oh, is the time coming now? Is it come? Thou must open up thy treasures. What he's given thee. What he's done in thee. What he's done for thee. Oh, to open it up. To speak of it. To tell of his love, to testify of his saving grace, oh, to so acknowledge what he is to you, the Son of God, the man Christ Jesus, oh, the dear Redeemer, that he is your Redeemer, Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, he is. He's everything to his people. I'm so poor, friends, I cannot speak as I would speak to the praise of my Lord, my Saviour. He is more precious far, I believe. I can truly say this to me. He is more precious far than life and all his compass are. And the reason for this is, friends, we know we must all die and we must appear before the judgment throne of Christ. And oh, the most important and most vital fact is that we need to know he has saved us. Oh, he has redeemed us. And it's his holy sacrifice, his precious blood he shed, that is our only hope, our hope in time and beyond the grave, and for all eternity is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So, friends, oh, we live on earth the remaining of our days. Think of it in this way. A few more days or months or years and we shall be gone through the gates of death and into eternity. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. We do not. But, oh, I think of the theme in the hymn writer's words, while our days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee. Cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run, nor weary be. And you know, there's a running, which is very important for the child of God will be made so. Very important to Christ and to God the Father. To see his people running in the ways of Christ's commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, how important it is. Not important for salvation, actually, but for the honour and glory of God. You think of it, that the Saviour sacrificed himself, suffered the just for the unjust, paid that utmost price of suffering as he did and shedding his holy heart's blood. Oh, what great, wondrous things he has done. The wonders of redeeming love. The love of Christ to me. Oh, if you know him, you must open up your treasure and tell of his love. Oh, how blessed you will be in telling. How favoured. Oh, the Lord says, I will pray the Father and he'll give you another comforter. Where the Lord gave those wonderful commands, important new commands, he also added promise what he would further do. And it's God's people who are obedient that further prove and know the blessedness, the holy joy and peace and happiness. True happiness is in Christ Jesus. In the keeping of his commandments, there is great reward. The Lord favours his people. Them that honour me, I will honour. Oh, they opened up their treasures. Try and ponder it. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Oh, I believe this does so bespeak of us in our day now even, and all the family of God in every age, acknowledge him before God. His wondrous grace, his saving grace, salvation by grace, the Son of God, King in Zion, the captain of salvation, the glorious leader of his people, and he's gone to glory. He is there in heaven, the advocate, mediator, great high priest. He will come again. He will come and receive his people unto himself. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, what favour we have if we are blessed to believe this and know this and live upon the merits of Christ. And how greatly it will be made important to us that we will not want to grieve him. We will not want to sin in grieving him. His love is such. It causes us to feel great grief in any way that we may grieve him. Oh, like that dear character Jabez prayed, that the Lord would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. You see, it will grieve us if we grieve him. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £755, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Burgess next Lord's Day. And our friends at Fen Stanton hold their Christmas morning service tomorrow at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 730. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. 730.
forgive anything there is seen amiss this day. O Lord, and know if we do feel concerned over anything we may have said in a wrong spirit. But Lord, do bless thy word, bless thy people. Oh, we pray, Lord, be with us at this season, especially tomorrow. Keep us, Lord. Keep us from excess. Keep us, Lord, in moderation. Oh, keep us in thy fear. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.